Welcome to Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com. Presented online by Don Franklin Otto in Glasgow. Now here's your host and voice of the Glasgow Scotties, Joe Myers.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Ask the Coach here on WCLU. I'm Joe Myers, sitting down with Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman, his team falling on the road last night to Taylor County by a final score of 35-15. Scotties dropping to 3-2 overall and 1-1 in district play. Jeff, you knew, obviously, Taylor County is a very good football team. You guys were in a tough position. You've got a freshman quarterback making his first varsity start trying to institute a new offense. And just it didn't go great. You turned the football over four times. There were some bright spots in the game last night, but a tough game overall.
Yeah, there were bright spots in the game, and, the second quarter was a good quarter for us. We played really well, got ahead, took a 15-14 lead into the second half, and overcame two turnovers in that half that led to two scores for them. That third quarter, we started off, they had a long drive to start that third quarter, and ended up converting on it, if I'm not mistaken, I think. Then our turnovers came, and it just kind of the game, the momentum of the game kind of swung. This was a real back and forth type game, or the thing still was, it was still in reach for us. But we got to give Taylor County credit. They created four turnovers. We created one, and when you're minus three in the turnover column, we just didn't get that many plays in the second half, and kind of got our defense stuck out on the field, and I thought we kind of wore down a little bit in the second half on defense.
Really, that second quarter, though, Jeff, was something pretty cool for your ball club. You said you got down 14-0. You turned the football over the first two times you have it. Both led to touchdowns for Taylor County. But your kids showed a lot of resilience, much like they did last week against Logan – or, excuse me, 2 weeks ago against Logan County after John Carter went out with the injury to hang on and win that ball game. A lot of resilience just to get back and take that one-point lead at halftime. Obviously, it didn't go great in the second half, but at halftime there you had to be pretty pleased.
I was pleased, and I told the kids before the game, before I left them, that, when you play – when two good teams play, these games are meant to be fun, and go out there and enjoy yourself and have a good time. And it was nice to sit with them at halftime and just see how much they were enjoying it. And those are the types of memories that you make in a high school career that you remember for a long time. In the third quarter, just kind of the wheels kind of just fell off of it for us. And we had some opportunities. The first time we had the ball, we moved the ball down the field, had a shot, took a pass play, got behind them, and just didn't make the play. And that's part of football. That's part of games. What I saw was, though, as the adversity started picking up and things kind of started unraveling in front of us, I kind of felt like we kind of lost our composure just a little bit. And those are things that we need to work on and continue to work on. And these guys have got to stick together and got to play together. And when you face adversity, like you did in the first half, you hung in there and got yourself right back into the game. The game just kind of got away from us in that second half, and that second turnover was just kind of our defense had to go back out and just come off the field, and the game just kind of got away from us.
With John Carter out, Easton Jesse making his first start, Jeff, you guys decide to go with a wing T look for the most part offensively. I guess first question is, why do you feel like that's the right approach for this team at this point, and how do you think it looked?
Well, we had some, for our personnel, I thought it kind of suited us just a little bit. We've got a fullback that can bruise the ball up inside, and then we've got some speed in the other positions, and there's some misdirection in it. And I thought we had some success and moved the football, for the most part. We just – the turnovers just kill you. And when you turn the ball over four times, that's four more opportunities that's 16 more downs, a minimum, that they're going to get. And when you start looking at plays ran compared to plays, other offensive plays, it just gives them so many more opportunities to score. And you know, for us to be successful, if we don't turn the football over, I really believe we could have kept this around a 14-point game. But when you turn the ball over, this is what happens. And like I told the boys after the game, hopefully we take this, we learn from it, and we use it to our advantage later on down the road, because if we'll play the way we're capable of playing, there will be a rematch, you know, with this game, I feel like. But we've got to take care of our business, and that gives us three or four more weeks to try to improve and get better at what we're doing. And that's all you can ask for.
As I said, freshman Easton Jesse made his first varsity start at quarterback, Jeff, with John Carter out, and Easton is going to be the man going forward, at least for the foreseeable future this season, because of the injury to John Carter. What'd you think about his performance?
I thought he did a fine job. He just, you know, he's got to take care of the football, and if he can do that and get the ball to our play action pass like he did tonight, you know, we're going to be just fine.
And then I thought Kieran Stockton had a nice night for you too, Jeff. Kieran got to carry the ball 15 times tonight, going to this wing T set. He was your fullback in that set, carried it for 64 yards, led you in rushing, had a touchdown on the night. I thought it really gave him some opportunities to make some play.
You know, the fullback position and the wing position is where we had some success tonight. Our two running backs didn't, you know, I think they were honed in on them pretty good. But that's what this offense does. It creates a misdirection. It gives us an opportunity to get outside, I think, and use our speed some. Saw some things that we can start to work on, you know. To start all this off, though, you know, I was just happy that we got to play tonight. I mean, we really needed to play. And, you know, I think taking off that week last week when you only played about four games, you know, I really wanted to play that game last week. I felt like we kind of lost some momentum. We needed to get out there. We needed to play. You know, it's just you're playing really good competition. And this goes back, you know, these are three teams in a row that are ranked in the top 10 in their classification. So, you know, it's not easy. When you play a tough schedule, it's not easy. And but we needed to play, and I think the more we play, the better you'll see us down the road. And that's what we're playing for, is down the road, to try to continue and get better each week. And I like the way our defense is playing. Our offense just has take care of the football just a little bit more. I mean, our turnover margin is way out of whack, and I don't know if we'll ever catch it back up or not, but it's something that we've really got to concentrate on.
You got Jay Long back last night, Jeff. Jay has just been injured for most of the season, has not been able to get on the field a whole lot. He carried it four times for 18 yards out of that wing back spot in the wing T formation. Nice to have him back out on the field.
He's got something that we really miss on this team, and that's his speed. And you know, we're going to be able to throw the ball more as we go along here, and the more we can get in, you know. Really didn't know he was going to really play that much until Thursday, and then he's going to have to touch the ball, you know, and get some action. And I really like the production that he put out there, though, and the plays that he got. And like I said, there's a lot of room for improvement out there for us, and we just got to stay at it, stay positive, and keep moving forward.
Of course, Taylor County has an outstanding running back in senior Wes Oliver. Came in averaging 193 yards per game, right around 8.5 yards per carry. He gets 121 on 22 carries, and you held him out of the end zone last night, Jeff. If I'd have told you that was going to be his number at the end of the game, would you have been pleased with what you saw?
I would have took it. I mean, he's that good of a player, and you know, he had a run down there close to the goal line where he just gets down in there, and boy, man, you can't hardly see him. He's not real big, but boy, he's powerful and fast. And you know, I thought, You know, when you go and you watch the tapes from last year, he made some plays. We adjusted a little bit better the second time we played him and held him. You know, we're about the only team around that has held him in check to that extent. But he's a good player, and give him credit. You know, before the game, they honored him as the all-time leading rusher, and he's just a junior. So, I mean, he's had a great career, and he's a really hard-nosed football player.
And our quarterback, Ethan Coghill, had some success throwing the football, 4 of 7 for 74 yards, and had 3 touchdowns on those 4 completions, but also hurt you running the football a little bit. His numbers don't look great. 11 carries for 39 yards, had a touchdown, but he was able to make some critical running plays, I thought, for them. And obviously, as we talked about in the pregame, when you got to worry about Wes Oliver, it certainly makes things a little bit easier for the quarterback to make some plays.
It does. You know, 11 carries, 39 yards, you know, you'd probably take that at the end of the day. He converted some first downs for him and kept some drives going and made some plays. And then in his passing game, you know, 4 for 7, you know, we like to keep that down just a little bit more. But for 74 yards, it was the plays that he made, you know, in the touchdown throws. I think the first one, Carter got a hand on it, deflected it. The receiver fell down, caught it laying on his back. You know, just one of those plays. He was in position. Then the next one on Carter, you know, it was kind of a jump ball, and the guy went up over him and caught it. And you know, then number 3 caught another one on an out a play that we had practiced. But, you know, they executed it, and give them credit.
Come back in a minute and look at the drive chart from last night's game. Back after this on WCLU Sports.
That was our first segment of Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com. Ask the Coach airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on WCLU, 1490 a.m. and 103.1 FM. And right here on WCLUradio.com, Ask the Coach is presented in part by Colton's, Don Franklin Auto, the Glasgow EPB, the People's Bank, Joe Myers, Kentucky Farm Bureau Agent, Kuzma Family Dentistry, Monticello Bank, McDonald's of Glasgow, South Central Rural Telephone, South Central Bank, and Walbert Trucking. Now, here's Joe Myers.
Background Ask the Coach, Joe Myers talking with Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman. His team falling on the road last night in district play, 35-15. Look at the drive chart from last night's game. Scotty's got the football to open up the contest, started the drive at their own 31-yard line, and on that first series of downs, the Scotty's committed their first of 4 turnovers on the night as they lost a fumble, which Taylor County recovered at the Glasgow 34-yard line, and Taylor County scored in 5 plays. The drive took 2:13 off the clock. It was the first of 3 touchdown passes from Ethan Coghill to Carson Watson, this one from 14 yards out. The extra point failed, so it left Taylor County on top 6-0. We're 8:20 to go in the first quarter. And as you were just talking about, Jeff, right before we went to the break there, you know, Carter McKeever had good coverage. He got a hand on the football, knocked it up into the air. Just so happened, I'm not sure that Watson was not laying on his back when he actually caught the football.
He was, and you know, it's – just one of those plays, you know, what do you say? Tip your hat to them. You know, we were playing, obviously, to stop the run. If they were going to beat us passing, then, you know, it's tough. We took our extra man, put him in the box to help stop on the run, you know, and give them credit. They made some plays out there in their passing game. But overall, we did a pretty good job. You know, number 23 had the most success as the receiver. And I don't even think they even threw a ball his way. But, you know, number 3 made some nice plays at some crucial times in the game. We got to give them credit.
Scotty's for their second possession started at their own 31-yard line with 8:12 to go in the first quarter. Glasgow got to midfield and on a running play, the ball had just crossed midfield, and Taylor County caused another fumble. The ball is scooped up by a Taylor County defender and returned to the Glasgow 17-yard line. Again, it took five plays for them to score. This time it was 2 minutes and 40 seconds off the clock. And for the second straight possession, Coghill and Watson hooked up, this time on a 7-yard touchdown pass. The two-point try was good on a run by Ethan Coghill, and that put Taylor County up 14-0 with 4:09 to go in the first quarter. But then the Scotties with a really nice response as Glasgow comes back for their third possession of the night. They started their own 41-yard line, took over with 4:04 to go in the first quarter, and put together what I think is their longest play or longest drive of the season, at least as far as number of plays is concerned. 15-play drive that went 59 yards, took 7:20 off the clock, and ended up with a 1-yard touchdown run by Kieran Stockton, which was Kieran's first touchdown as a Glasgow Scottie. And then Jay Long gets in on a 2-point run to make it 14-8 with 8:49 to go in the second quarter. Jeff, had to be happy with that drive. I mean, the offense you guys have been running, the up-tempo spread offense, you don't see a lot of 15-play drives that take 7:20 off the clock, so that was certainly different from what we've seen the last few years from your team.
We took care of the football. We didn't have any penalties, and that is crucial in this style of play. And it's something that we got to continue to do. You just don't want to put yourself in that whole drive. We never really put ourselves in third and longs, and that's what you want to stay away from. And it was an manageable drive, and the kids executed really well, went out, scored a touchdown, and then was fortunate enough, I think they had a penalty on the extra point, and they moved the ball up to the 1.5, so we decided to go for it. And, you know, you saw Jay's speed, and he walked right in there and got the 2-point conversion, which was big at that time. And, you know, and then from there, we continued to play well and ended up, you know, I think getting a blocked punt there right before half was a big play in the game. And we eventually scored off of that right before half.
On Taylor County's next drive that started at their own 41-yard line with 8:47 to go in the second quarter, Glasgow forced Taylor County's only turnover of the night. It was a fumble that was recovered by Glasgow's Chase Starr, set the Scotties up at their own 39-yard line, and Glasgow would move the football into Taylor County territory before turning the football over on downs with 3:01 to go in the second quarter at the Taylor County 40. And then Taylor County took about 2.5 minutes off the clock before they sent the punt unit in. And then, as Jeff was alluding to there just a moment ago, Jamari Mack gets a blocked punt. Ball goes out of bounds at the 25-yard line. And then the Scotties obviously take over from there. And it took just one play, a 25-yard touchdown pass from Easton Jesse to Hunter Scott. Easton's first touchdown pass as a Glasgow Scottie, as a varsity player at least. And Luke Allen adds the extra point. And Glasgow has a 15-14 lead with 23 seconds to go in the second quarter. First of all, talk about the block punt. Jeff, Jamari got back there in a hurry, made a nice play on it.
It's a good play. Good play by Jamari and to get out there and to block it. And you know, I thought he was going to have a shot to pick it up, scoop it, and score, but didn't. And you know, it was a good call that our Coach McReynolds and Coach Myers made at that point in time. And like I said, with this passing game, what people's going to have to understand is you know, we're going to have to be able to throw the ball just a little bit more, I think, than what we did tonight. But also, these guys are going to be wide open. When you run it and you play action, you know, there wasn't anybody around Hunter. He's wide open. Our bootleg plays were wide open. We had some opportunities. We had a dropped touchdown pass that was wide open. We were behind the defense. And when you create this is what happens in your passing game, and you think, well, Lord, we won't be able to throw it. But, you know, this play action, it's tough. When you get your offense rolling, it's tough to stop, and you got to put extra guys down in the box to try to stop. That's what they were having to do. And we've got guys coming wide open, and it takes time. You know, to develop that trust and to go out and make plays. And when you get your opportunity to make them, you got to make them. But it was good to see. I mean, at that moment right there, you know, our kids really felt good about themselves. And they accomplished a lot in that first half, overcoming two turnovers. Both of them, they get the ball down in our territory, and they score. And then we come back and battle back and take a 15-14 lead at going into halftime.
Taylor County got the football to start the third quarter, and they open up with a 10-play, 69-yard drive, a time-consuming drive that took 5:35 off the clock, and the third of the three touchdown passes from Coghill to Watson, this time from 27 yards out. And, again, those two hooked up on the two-point try on a pass, and that set Taylor County up in front 22-15 with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Scotties drove again on their first possession of that third quarter into Taylor County territory before turning the football over on downs at the 31-yard line. And then Taylor County takes over from that point, and they drive 69 yards in eight plays, took 3:56 off the clock, a three-yard run for Keyshawn Smith. The two-point try failed, but Taylor County then had a two-score lead at 28-15, again with 10:46 to play in the ball game. And, Jeff, the kind of offense you guys are running now, when you get two scores down, especially late in the ball game, it makes it tough on you, doesn't it?
It makes it tough, but you just got to keep grinding and keep going. And if I'm not mistaken, we ended up turning the ball over again. And it's tough. It's demoralizing. But you know, it's part of football. And we've got to take some things from this game. And hopefully, what we take is when that game kind of got away from us there on that second turnover. You know, it was an emotional game. We've got to keep our emotions in check, and we've got to hone in there and continue to play. And I know the saying is, the old saying, turn off the scoreboard and just play. It's hard to do in today's times, and with the kids that we have, they're emotional kids, but they've got to see a bigger picture out there. And the picture is in life that you're going to have adversity in life, and how do you respond? That's the biggest question that you can ask anybody in this world of how are you going to respond when adversity hits, or if you don't make the play, or if somebody's really getting after you, and how do I handle that? And those are life lessons that you try to learn through this game that we play. And the more opportunities we get to play, the better I think, kids are, because there is a lot of lessons to learn out there in life.
So the Scotties do turn the football over on their next possession. It was actually a pass, but the officials ruled that it was a lateral. So Taylor County recovers that pass, or that lateral, at their own 49-yard line. And that would lead to their final touchdown of the night, a six-play, 51-yard drive that took 4:24 off the clock. This time it was a five-yard run by the quarterback, Ethan Coghill. Casey Perkins added the extra point for Taylor County, and that set the final score at 35-15 with 3:12 to go in the game. Scotties then fumbled away the ensuing kickoff. However, Taylor County was not able to score after that, and punted the ball away with just 6 seconds to go. Glasgow took a knee to end the game. So we'll come back in a moment, take a look at the final stats, and talk about the next Glasgow opponent, Casey County. We're back after this on WCLU Sports. Back around, ask the coach for our final segment with the Glasgow head coach, Jeff Garman. His team falling on the road at Taylor County, 35-15 last night. Let's take a look at the final stats. First, team-wise, Glasgow with 11 first downs, Taylor County 12. Scotties with 101 yards rushing, 192 for Taylor. Glasgow 35 yards passing, 74 for Taylor. So a total of 136 for the Scotties, 266 for Taylor County. Glasgow with the four turnovers, Taylor County committed just one. Scotties had four fumbles, lost all four of those. Taylor County put it on the ground three times but only lost one. Scotties were only penalized one time for 5 yards. Of course, as Jeff said a moment ago, there were several offsetting, unsportsmanlike calls and that sort of thing in the game, but only one penalty counted against Glasgow for 5 yards. Six penalties for 50 yards against Taylor County. Scotties had the ball 45 plays, 21 minutes and 6 seconds. Taylor County, 50 plays, 26 minutes and 54 seconds. Individually, Taylor County led in rushing by their outstanding running back, Wes Oliver, 22 carries, 121 yards, had a long of 30. And Ethan Coghill through the air was 4 of 7, 74 yards, had 3 touchdown passes. Carson Watson caught 3 balls, all of them going for touchdowns for a total of 48 yards. Kieran Stockton leads the Scotties in rushing last night, 15 carries, 64 yards, and a touchdown. Andrew Phillips added 4 carries for 20 yards. Jay Long had 4 carries for 18 yards. Hunter Scott carried it 8 times for 5 yards. Jaden Walrock 4 for 4 yards. And Easton Jesse, the quarterback, carried 4 times for minus 10. Easton through the air was 2 of 7 for 35 yards and a touchdown. The one touchdown was caught by Hunter Scott for 25 yards, and Kieran Stockton caught the other pass for 10 yards. Tackling last night, we'll just run down the list here in order. Andrew Phillips with 2 of them. Kieran Stockton had 4. Jaden Wyrock had 4 tackles. Jamari Mack with 3 and that blocked punt. Corbin Wells with 5 tackles on the night. Mason Bragg had 7. Hunter Scott with 2. Clint Malden had 5 tackles. Tristan Franklin with 5. Chase Starr had 1 tackle, and he had the fumble recovery for the Scotties. And Tad Shelton had 6 tackles on the night. So that's the way it plays out. Glasgow falls on the road 35-15 at Taylor County. Now 3-2 on the year and 1-1 in district play. 2 more district games to go, Jeff. One of those coming up, we hope, at home on Friday night against Casey County. Again, with the uncertainty, we'll have to check the map, see where it is, the COVID map on Monday morning at 8 o'clock, see where it is. If we're not in the red, we'll get to host that game against Casey County. If we are in the red, we may end up going on the road to play that game. But regardless, you hope to play Casey County one way or the other. They're a team that's struggling a little bit this year, although when we went over there last year, they gave us all we wanted. They had a pretty good football team last year. Not really sure how last year's team compares to this year's team, but either way, you guys will have to be ready to play.
Oh, we'll have to continue to try to improve, and that's what we're looking at. And you know, we can look at our situation. You know, this was a physical game Friday night, you know, with Taylor County, and we're beat and banged up a little bit. But, you know, we're looking to see who we got on Monday and player-wise of health issues and then kind of go from there and look at the map, see where the COVID's at, and it's just another crazy week that we live in that we try to deal with and manage to the best of our ability. We got a home JV game hopefully on Monday, we hope, against Allen County Scottsville, and our JV team's been very successful this year. You know, Joe, a lot of positives I can see that from the game Friday night. We just came up a little bit short, and I'm going to stay positive. And like I said, there's a bigger picture out there. We're playing for down the road. We've got a great opportunity to try to improve in the next 3 weeks. And hopefully we'll get a rematch with Taylor if we take care of our business one day down the road, if that's what the way it plays out. And we'll see if we've improved or not. And I think we can play better on the offensive side of the ball, obviously take care of the football. I think we can play a little bit better on defense too if we can get the field, in the right steps. And you just got to go out there and you just got to continue to make plays and see how it all plays out.
Appreciate your time this morning, Jeff. We'll see you Friday against Casey County.
Thank you, sir.
Scotty head coach Jeff Garman, and that game again right now against Casey County scheduled to be played at home on Friday. Even if it's on the road, either way, we'll have the broadcast for you beginning at 6:30 on WCLD 103.1 FM, 1490 AM, and also online at WCLDradio.com. So we invite you to join us for that on Friday. So that'll wrap things up for us on Ask the Coach this morning. For Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman, I'm Joe Myers. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com, presented digitally by Don Franklin Auto in Glasgow. Remember to tune in live each Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on WCLU, 1490 a.m. at 103.1 FM for the latest episode of Ask the Coach with the voice of the Glasgow Scotties, Joe Myers.